Floyd! Floyd! Where are you? This is Homer.
Homer, I'm trapped down here. My leg is caught. Get help. Quick!
Special Assignment. Thrilling drama from the world of news. Adventures of the men who make these stories live. Men whose lives are dedicated to covering the news on Special Assignment. And now with the story of a special assignment, here is Oliver Gramling of the Associated Press, author, editor, and authority on news.
Any story about a well-known personality makes news, but frequently, the story of an unknown person has compelling human interest appeal. Floyd Collins was unknown, but within a matter of hours, his name was on the front page of newspapers everywhere. Millions learned about what was happening to Floyd Collins through the eyes of William Brake Miller of the Louisville Courier-Journal. Miller's special assignment on that occasion has become a newspaper classic.
His name was Floyd Collins. I didn't know him before it happened, but I'll never forget him. I never did see his face clearly, and the circumstances which brought us together didn't give me a chance to see if he was tall or short. What I remember most about Floyd Collins was his courage, his nerve and infinite hope in face of absolute disaster. There was strange fascination for Collins in the caverns near his native cave city, Kentucky. He loved to explore the twisting labyrinths in search of new wonders. It was during one of these excursions that he crawled through a narrow, pinching passageway.
Gosh, this tunnel goes on and on. Hey, loose rocks. Better move out of here fast. Oh, my leg is caught. Oh, that boulder. I can't move it. I can't move it nohow. Help! 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 Help!
Courier Journal, City Desk. Neil Dalton speaking. What? I don't believe it. I know. We've heard nothing about it. Hey, Skeets! Skeets! Where's Skeets Miller?
Here I am, Neil. What's up?
There's a rumor that Floyd Collins has been freed. I want you to hop over there.
Right, Neil.
Find out what's going on. And Skeets.
Yeah?
Just because you're small, don't get any ideas about going into that cave. Understand?
That
bar sure feels good.
Here, let me give you a hand. Take it easy. You're tired.
Thanks, stranger.
My name's Miller, Burke Miller, from the Louisville Courier-Journal. Boys call me Skeets.
Well, I'm Homer Collins.
Yes, I know. Just come out of the cave?
Yeah. Just came up to get warm and dry out.
How's your brother?
Oh, he's stuck down there awful bad, Skeets. He's alive, but it's about all.
Is there a chance of getting him out?
Oh, I don't know. He's been down there 3 days now. Can't last much longer. We could only get somebody small enough who can...
What's the matter, Homer?
It's you, Skeets. You're smaller than me. Or anyone else who's been down to help Floyd. I bet you could make it to his side easy.
Then what are we waiting for?
You mean you'll do it?
Let's go.
Hey, Andy, Jim, get some overalls for Mr. Miller here. He's going in for Floyd. Now look, Skeets. I got a harness we can slip around his shoulders. Try and pull him out. Now you go in first. I'll follow you, and there'll be others behind you.
I went down on my hands and knees through pools of ooze and slime in the dark. I butted my way along the twisting pathway. And then the passage got smaller, and I had to slide and squirm like a snake. It was wet and cold. My teeth began to chatter, and I had the shivers, partly from the dampness and partly because in that black silence, I was beginning to be afraid. Then, after what seemed like ages, I touched something soft.
Oh,
Homa, I think I'm touching Floyd. I can't see. Hello, Floyd. Floyd, can you hear me?
Please, fella. Help me out of here.
I'll try, Floyd. Homa, let's have that harness. Floyd, this may hurt a little, but we have to get this around you. This side's all right. Now, if I can slip my leg under you to lift you a little.
Oh.
Just a little more. That's it. Good boy. All right, Homer. All fastened here. Now, you pull when I give the word. Ready? Pull.
Oh.
Ready? Pull.
No, don't.
Ready? Pull.
Oh, I can't stand this.
We pulled until we were exhausted. Then we had to leave because we were numb with the cold. The next day I went down to him again. 2, 3 more times. I fed him there in that dark prison. Wires were passed down and I hung an electric lamp around his neck. The light gave him a little warmth. Through it all, he kept hoping, fighting for freedom. He was an inspiration to us. Then late that afternoon, I tried a new plan.
Got that crowbar into the rock, Floyd?
Just a little more. There. That's it.
Now, let me get this screw jack up against the crowbar.
Sorry, Floyd. I can't help it.
That's all right, fella. You go ahead.
Hold it now. Okay. Let's hope it doesn't slip this time. Easy. Easy. It's coming, Floyd.
Steady now, fella. Steady. The rock's moving. Oh.
Just when we had it, too.
Oh, don't you worry about it.
But we were so close.
You better go out now and get yourself warm. You've been in here a long time.
All right, Floyd, I'll go.
I got faith in you, fella. You and everybody outside that's trying to help me.
Thanks. I'll tell them how you feel.
And say, listen.
Yes, Floyd?
I sort of want to say a prayer. Will you stay here with me while I say it?
Sure, I will.
Thanks. Oh, Lord. Dear Lord. Gracious Lord, all-powerful. If it be thy will, get me out of here. But thy will be done.
How was it, Skeets?
Not so good, Homer. It wouldn't work. Jack kept slipping. Have to try again later.
Oh, no more for you today, Skeets. Your lips are all blue. You gotta get some heat.
It'll be all right. I just need a little rest, that's all. Hey, what's that?
Hey, Skeets, it's a rock slide. Rock slide in the tunnel.
I'm going back, Homer.
Well, you can't, Skeets. You just came out.
That doesn't matter. Floyd may be dead. I never got back to Floyd. A stone barrier had come between us. His only link with the outside world was sealed tight.
Is he dead, Skeets? Is he dead?
I don't know, Homer. There's no answer. I don't know how we can get through to him.
There's current still flowing through the wires you brought down, Mr. Miller.
Well, what does that mean, Mr. Carmichael?
Well, it means the lamp around Floyd's neck is still burning, and the wires haven't been cut by the cave-in.
Sure, but it doesn't mean he's alive.
Yeah, we'll soon find out. We can attach those wires to an amplifier. If he's breathing, there'll be movement of the lamp filament, and we can pick up the sound.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get that amplifier.
How about it, Mr. Carmichael? You hear anything?
No, not yet. Even more volume. Hey, wait a minute.
You got something?
I don't know. Listen.
Click. Click, click, click. The same rhythm as breathing. He's alive. Floyd's alive. He must be. Then the drilling crews went to work. The plan was to sink a shaft 50 to 70 feet, and they began to eat into the hillside.
In the first 24 hours, they'd gone down 12 feet. On the second day, 18 feet. 4 days, only 24 feet. Seventh day, a full week, 40 feet down. 8 days, 50 feet. And the rain started. It came down in buckets.
Well, this rain isn't doing any good, Mr. Miller.
I know. I've been down the shaft.
It's the rock formation. Water seeps through. It's all slime and mud. I don't like it.
Can't you use machines to dig?
No, it's too dangerous. Rain's made the ground too soft. We've got those men digging by hand now. I'm proud of those fellas. Every one of them, young and old, working I don't know how many days now without a break. Those men are heroes,
Mr.
Miller.
You're right, Mr. Carmichael. Very right.
Mr. Carmichael. Mr. Carmichael.
Yes, over here.
The shaft, walls are too soft. They're starting to cave in.
Ninth day. Working under propped walls, but still going down. 10 days. Danger increasing at 55 feet. May hold through any minute. 11 days.
Hey, hold it a minute.
What's up?
Look there in the corner. It's a hole. We've gone through.
Wait, here. Hand me that flashlight. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing.
What's the matter?
There he is, men. Floyd Collins. We can go home now. He's dead.
Months later, the body of Floyd Collins was removed, and it lies today in a casket in Silver Cave, which he discovered. And for his graphic stories in the Louisville Courier Journal, William Burke Miller received the most coveted of newspaper awards, the Pulitzer Prize for reporting.
The next special assignment is one we know you'll want to hear, so be sure to be with us when Oliver Gramling, author, editor, and authority on news, will tell about another reporter and another special assignment.